KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A two-week-old baby who was allegedly kidnapped in Durban's Cater Manor area has been reunited with her mother. Reaction Unit South Africa spokesperson Prem Balram says the newborn's mother contacted them last night, explaining that the baby girl had been taken in the afternoon. Balram says the mother reached out to them after a search with community members turned up to nothing.
She informed us that she had met a woman at a clinic and this woman had befriended her, eventually got her address, visited her, and then when she stepped out to throw a bucket of water, the child and the woman had disappeared.
Balram says they put out an alert on social media and received a tip-off from the Chesterville area this morning.
We decided going to Chesterville. We were very unfamiliar with that area. So we blocked off all the entries and exits with marked and unmarked vehicles. We got the helicopter into the air. Then we found a lady walking with a child behaving suspiciously. We sent the vehicle in and we identified the child positively. The mother of the child has positively identified the baby.
He says the woman who the baby girl was found with has been handed over to police. Newswatch has reached out to KZN Police for an update on the case. And Electricity and Energy Minister José Enzo Ramakgopa says Eskom is shifting its focus from ending load shedding to ensuring long-term energy security. He says this forms part of a broader strategy to also phase out load reduction. While load reduction is more common in smaller communities, the minister stressed that it's not a discriminatory practice by the utility, despite public criticism. Ramakgopa was speaking at a media briefing on Eskom's winter outlook today.
So the excuse can't just be that the transformer capacity is not sufficient. So what we're doing, working with Eskom and municipalities, is to invest in the refurbishment of those transformers. They must have the sufficient capacity. We roll out the smart meters, make sure that in those communities that qualify for free basic electricity, they get that. And those that have the means to pay and ought to be paying must pay for the electricity.
And abroad, officials in Israel say the country's approved plans to capture the entire Gaza Strip and remain in the territory for an unspecified amount of time. Cabinet ministers approved the plan in an early morning vote today. Israel has been trying to increase pressure on Hamas after both sides failed to agree on an extension to an eight-week truce. On the weather front back home, Durban's a high of 25 degrees today, Richards Bay and Pietermaritzburg 26. Your top story, a two-week-old baby girl who was allegedly kidnapped in Durban's Cater Manor area has been reunited with her mother. Find more news at ecr.co.za by clicking on the news and traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.